T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Don Trump Jr., welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you so much in the final stretch for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good to be back with you.
Well, I hope this election goes as well as your book sales. How's the book still doing?
Book's doing great. I mean, it turns out I was ahead of the schedule on that one. I was calling out, what I knew then about the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden family corruption. I broke about that. Now, turns out it's a lot more and a lot worse than even I anticipated. But again, it's sort of amazing that still today, no one in mainstream media is covering it, and a guy like me had to go and actually do their job for them because they're too busy running cover for the Democrats.
That was well ahead of the curve, without a doubt. And it's got to particularly sting, given the scrutiny the three of you get from the media, you, Eric, and Ivanka, that this still is not, even though it connects directly to the big guy.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely disgraceful that no one's even looking at those things, that no one's even talking about that. I mean, this is literally the highest level of corruption we've ever seen in America. Joe Biden is the most compromised candidate in the history of the United States presidency, and the media doesn't even want to talk about it. They don't want to even acknowledge it, I guess because they know Kamala Harris will be in charge anyway, so they're okay. But I mean, think about this. This is the guy that's been selling out his country. You now have naval intelligence officers, guys that, swore an oath to our country saying, listen, I'm a Democrat voter. I've been there my whole life, yada, yada, yada. But, I was there. Joe Biden knew. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the media, they're pretending it's debunked. They're talking about different stories, anything, anything to distract from this corruption. It's honestly, it's scary.
Well, on the positive front, though, you've been out and about. Last time we talked, you were actually in Nebraska for that one congressional district, I think. And you've been across Pennsylvania, Trafalgar and these others, and the people I bring on. We see the gap being closed, that it's very close here. President Trump might be ahead even at this point in Pennsylvania. So give us a sense where you've been and what you've seen across Pennsylvania.
Well, I've been everywhere. I'm doing three stops there today. I'm going around with Ted Nugent. We're going to be in York Springs. We're going to be in Altoona. We're going to be in just north of Pittsburgh doing an event for Sean Parnell. And the energy that we see on the ground is incredible. I mean, it is literally it makes 2016 seem like it was kindergarten. That was a pretty high energy crowd to begin with. That aspect of it feels awesome. That said, you could see the Democrats, they're warming up. They're trying to do whatever they can with their cheating like they're always doing. They don't want to have to count ballots till 2 weeks after the election. Why would the name have to match the ballot? I mean, why would a signature have to match? You see the gamesmanship that's being played. So that should be scary, which is why we have to win so much bigger. We have to just get everyone out. You can't sit it out. Look at what's going on in Philadelphia right now. I mean, they're telling the police to stand down. Let them burn down the inner city again. Who cares? Who cares if some guy spent his whole life building up a business and they're looting it, I guess, in the name of social justice? I mean, give me a break, guys. When are we going to wake up to this nonsense and stop the insanity?
Are people talking to, and here's an area for you, certainly with expertise, about fracking? That seems to be the fatal mistake by Joe Biden. It's out of what we knew all along, getting rid of fossil fuels. Governor Ed Rendell trying to clean up his mess here locally, saying it's ridiculous that we keep on bringing this up. But where you've been, I'm sure that might even be the number one thing on the minds of people.
Oh, 100%. I mean, think of the tens of thousands of jobs that creates, the economy, everything that was about that. I mean, you can't get rid of it. I mean, that not just Pennsylvania, but everywhere else. But those jobs in PA and Trump, I spend my time my weekends I spend in Northeast PA. You know, I lived in Pennsylvania for 9 years. I've spent a lot more time there than Joe Biden. I mean, you now have great, good-paying jobs to replace a lot of those jobs that Joe Biden decimated with his policies. Okay, don't forget, it was Joe Biden's policies of NAFTA and TPP and China's permanent status in the World Trade Organization, all of those things that Joe Biden pushed for decades that took your jobs in Pennsylvania and sent them to China, took those jobs in your American dream and sent them to Mexico. That's all Joe Biden. Those are what he's going to do. He's not going to fight for those people anymore, and that's what people have to remember. I understand there's a long history of sort of blue dog Democrats in Pennsylvania, but this is no longer your Democrat Party. This isn't your grandparents' Democrat Party or your parents' Democrat Party. This is a socialist Marxist party at this point. We can't even pretend otherwise. But look at the leaders. It's not moderate Joe. You're not a moderate with Kamala Harris as your VP. You're not a moderate with Beto O'Rourke as your guns are. You're not a moderate taking Bernie Sanders' plan. Those are not moderate positions.
Yeah, and Bernie is Secretary of Labor. We're talking with Don Trump Jr. And, Don, another area for you that the president now is citing, the media is trying to push back, the gross domestic product, unbelievable, 33.1% up. No matter how you spin that, doesn't that point to the underlying economy is there?
100%. I think that's why they're trying to avoid it. You know, but the reality is this. Donald Trump built a strong economy. That's why it's able to rebound that way. That's why you're able to have that V-shaped recovery that Donald Trump's been talking about, and all the experts said, hey, it'll never happen. You see them reluctantly saying, oh boy, this is good for Donald Trump. They're disappointed. They would rather you lose your job so they could get a Democrat that's never accomplished anything in 47 years in there. I mean, think about that. That's how insane they are. They would rather watch America fail than have it succeed with Trump at the helm. And so you see those numbers. Donald Trump said that. But if you impose these Biden-type future lockdowns, just lock down the whole country. Who can, you know, stay home. Don't worry about your job. If, you know, we'll put you on a government program. You'll be a Democrat voter for life. And that seems to be their end game. Meaning if they destroy the economy, they're like, great, we'll make them dependent on big government and the Democrat Party.
But evidence of that, too, is I don't think you certainly were callous or trying to be callous or whatever with Laura Ingraham last night. And yet Twitter is aflame with that today. So it's a good chance for you to clear that up, because I saw it in real time, and that's not the impression I got at all.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the death rate. You know, the death rate's going down. Incredibly, if you look at us compared to Europe, just look at the graphs I put up on my Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, it shows it. I took the CDC data and I put them into a spreadsheet. You know, our death rate's going down. You know, the infection rate, they say, is going up. That's the only number they talk about, because we're doing a lot more testing. You're doing 1,000 times more testing than you've ever done before. And so, of course, those numbers are going to be there, because you're testing more people. If you look at the death rate, relatively speaking, it's going way down, because we are on top of this thing. We have gotten a hold of it. But Joe Biden's notion of locking this thing down for the rest of eternity, locking our country down, just shut it down forever, that will do more damage than anything the virus could possibly ever do. Times 100. When people lose their jobs, their livelihoods, their businesses, their mortgage, their marriage because of it, they turn to drugs and alcohol. I mean, that's how they're hoping to rule with fear. That's why that's the only thing they're able to talk about.
Hey, Don, parting area, too. You've been across the country. Which state do you see? Minnesota appears to be more promising now. Michigan, to me, is a surprise, really. I got to say that because of how close it was the last time. And it seems as if Whitmer, the lockdowns you're talking about, and any number on the late Trump push is going to carry Michigan.
You know, listen, we'll see. The biggest thing is people can't sit this one out. You've watched mainstream media, big tech, social media. You've watched them literally censor news about the corruption of a candidate for the president of the United States. Our First Amendment is on the table this election. I mean, everything is on the table this election. If these guys win, they'll silence all of it. The corruption will go back to full swing, because that's what the Democrats want. Social media will cover for them. They'll be beholden to each other. Conservatives will never, ever have a voice again. We got to remember that. And you think I'm joking, but again, look at what they're covering up in the last week. You wouldn't think that this would be possible. This is the stuff that you see in communist China, not in America, but it's going on right here, right now. And we have a chance to stop it. But if we don't, you guys better not bitch in a couple of years when you never get those rights back. You've watched the Democrats across America try to take your rights, try to take your freedoms. Just look at the lockdowns in the red states versus the blue states. Okay? And then look at the results.
Yep. Don, thank you very much for being so generous with your time. Godspeed on the last lap here, and I think it's going to come home to a big success on Tuesday night. Thanks for always joining us in Philadelphia, though.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
All right, there's Don Trump Jr. here on Talk Radio 1210. Sorry he's breaking up there a little bit, but he's been on the ground in Pennsylvania. Michigan is the surprise to me. I didn't see that before, but I think that Whitmer's lockdown, the lockdown thing and the shutdown thing at the 11th hour here are becoming a critical issue. Big Hour continues with Dom. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Don't forget, right here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.